All right. So welcome everybody. Thanks for coming. So I just wanted to do something a little different that's a little bit more physical. And if you can stand and you feel like it, you're invited to do that. If not, you can do this in your chair. So just to start, by feeling, and I don't want to back up so far that it's hard to stay connected to this. So, just want you to have soft knees and keep your belly soft. And as you stand there, just maybe moving slightly side to side, just notice what you notice about your body in this moment. And be aware of your connection to the floor beneath you, which is connected with the earth. Just taking some breaths and breathing the energy from the feet through the earth, through the feet, all the way up through the body. And then letting it out and feeling that energy go back down into the earth. Just allowing yourself to rock back and forth and be aware of how you're connected to the earth so that you're really grounded as we do this work together. If you're sitting, you can rock your feet beneath you on the floor. And then I invite you to just put your arms in the air and make a big V with your hands outstretched too. And just notice what you notice there. So notice how this type of posture feels to you. What does it bring in? What does it let out? How does it feel? And then I just invite you to lower your arms and let your fingertips point toward the earth. And once again, be aware of your connection to the earth through your entire body. Then we're just going to sit down. Take a moment to tune into the miracle of having a body and being alive in this moment. Even if there are places that are uncomfortable or symptoms that are uncomfortable, we can connect with the ground of our being and really feel that gratitude for being here on earth with each other. Gratitude for being alive in this moment. And then the next physical piece is to find the K27 acupuncture or acupressure points that are just below the collarbone. On either side of your breastbone. So let me, they're like right here. So my collarbone is right here, and these points are right here. And usually it's a point that's a little bit tender for most people. So that's another way you can find the exact point. Just take a moment to gently press in there. If it's not too uncomfortable. And just we'll just hold that for about a half a minute. This is a point that's the end point of the kidney meridian, and it's associated with a lot of different healing factors in the body, endocrine system and the throat, an expression, anxiety, emotions. Few other things. You can press there or you can massage it slightly. And take a deep breath and let it out with a sigh. If there's anything to let go of to allow for healing to happen on whatever level you might need, take another deep breath in. And I'm still holding the K27 points. You can do that if you want to. And another out breath with a sigh. And then I'll do a not too long version of the elemental healing breaths that I've offered before. People are always asking me for this in written form, and I don't have it in written form, and I haven't had a chance to type it up because it's different every time I do it. So the first one is the breath of earth, breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. This is the breath that has to do with things like the bones in your body, things that are harder, cartilage, teeth, the healing of these aspects of our body and our being. And it's also connected with the root energy center of the body. So, very much about being grounded and the healing of family and ancestral wounds. Breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. And then the breath of water. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. So, this breath is in the second energy center in the lower part of the belly. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Very connected with the emotions. It's a very watery breath. One of the things that I use it for is if I or somebody that I'm close to is getting just very off center, just very upset about something that they can't think clearly, or I can't think clearly. Can use this breath to clear that and allow the emotion to flow through. Then the next one is the fire breath. Breathing in through the mouth and out through the nose. This is located in the energy center. That's the will center, right under the rib cage. And the heart center. In through the mouth and out through the nose. Helping to increase the sense of passion in a balanced way. The passion that we need to do the work that we do together and individually. And the connection with the heart so that we can do it with love. Not the saccharine kind of way that people talk about love, but that fiery, sacred, strong form of love. And then the breath of air. Breathing in through the mouth and out through the mouth. Connected with the lungs and the heart and the throat energy center. All these things overlap a little bit. Everything's interconnected. So we're cleansing our lungs, cleansing the air that we breathe. This is also related to self-expression, thinking, having a clear mind and clear expression of our creativity. And then the last one is the breath of ether, which we think of as kind of cosmic energies. Not well understood what that means. Just allowing the breath to breathe you. So in through the mouth and nose, and really just through all the pores of the body. It's very subtle, so there's very little movement. Allowing wisdom to come in through the top of the head. Allowing those cosmic energies to come into the body. Connect with the energies from the earth. So that when all of these areas of our being are in balance, then we can bring the love that we are into the world in a very grounded way, and yet with that wisdom. From the cosmos. And then I want to read a poem, and after we finish, with this part, I'll put in the chat who the poem is by and where you can find it. And then we'll have some silence afterward. It is a truth, though it may not always feel like one, that you are worth more than the things that you do. That your being a worthy human being lives in a different domain than all of your failures, but also the collected sum of your successes. Combining your worth with your results is something like using the sheet music for Beethoven's Fifth Symphony to make an apple pie or to build a doghouse. There is no way for the question to resolve in a final answer. By virtue of being alive, you matter, and you cannot be more deserving of dignity, of respect, of love. Sometimes people make mistakes, but even that cannot change that you are meant to be festooned with celebration of your humanity. If your progress is slow or your movement small, remember that you don't have to compete for compassion. You don't have to compare what you can observe of another's life to make sure that you measure up. You are definitely yourself. What is slow is also valuable. Some of the oldest seeds ever sprouted are narrow-leafed campion that grew, even though the seeds were 32,000 years old, more or less. They had to survive to be able to bloom, encased in ice, thawed, and brought to life. The most important thing is that you make it. No matter how imperceptible the movement, how long it takes to reach the best version of who you are meant to be, or who you mean to be, you are irreplaceable. You are meant to live. I'm going to repeat that last part. The most important thing is that you make it. No matter how imperceptible the movement, how long it takes to reach the best version of who you mean to be, you are irreplaceable. You are meant to live. Just have a few minutes of silence for contemplation, reflection. I invite you to tune into your whole body and your whole being and see where there may be little places to send love to or to breathe into and allow them to release. And especially any places that are storing any sense of unworthiness. Any lack of self-love, self-acceptance. If you're ready, just allow those things, those little places to release. And now you may gently open your eyes if they're closed and reconnect with the group as slowly as you need to.